a sword in his hand.
Oh yes, praise Yahweh.
Horse across this land. He has fire in his eyes and the sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. And he's calling out to you and me. Will you ride with me? A sword in his hand, he's riding a white horse across this land. He's calling out, will you let me? Will you ride with me? Will you ride with me? We say yeah.
Well, welcome in here, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to ride with Yahweh. We're going into part four of the disaster in the Gulf. Was it man-made? Or was it something that nature provided? Well, let's go three ways here. Let's split the deal 33 1/3%, starting with the devil, man, and then nature. You see, ladies and gentlemen, whatever is happening now is happening by design to destroy the earth and a large congregation that's upon it. If you're righteous, the devil's mad at you and he's coming out to make war. War and war, all's fair, they say in love and war. In this case, you gotta hate the devil, or the devil's gonna hate you. You can't compromise with him. You fence setters tonight that are sitting on the fence, expecting a privilege from the devil, you're not gonna get it. If you're trying to make peace with the devil, you're not gonna get it. The devil is angry. The Bible talks about the devil becoming angry, and there's a purpose behind it. He knows that he has a short time. Things have been shortened up here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, question. Is there something that the government is not telling us going on in the heavens? Is there fearful things that are fixing to happen just down the road? Are we on the time track to disaster? Look at the Gulf, the beautiful, pristine, white beaches are not white anymore. And ladies and gentlemen, just because that they're telling you to come on down, everything's fine, they're making plans for you to go down. Not to come down, but to go down. And they don't want you to come back. Matter of fact, there could possibly be the knowledge that there's a geophysical event that they can't control. You ever wonder why that they throw caution to wind? Well, let's see how much caution they throw to the wind here. You know, they're doing everything they can do to stop the flow of oil, right? Your President Obama that was elected. Yeah, he's very concerned. He's playing golf today at a military base where they can control the public, where they can't get to him. Yeah, Mr. Obama, he's having a game of golf. Well, the Vice President, he's second in command. He's right on the job. He's right with him, playing golf. Well, what about BP? They're doing the job, right? Well, the CEO is out today on his yacht, racing around in the pristine waters off the coast of England in the North Atlantic. Isn't that wonderful? They're so concerned. Aren't you so thankful that we've got a government and BP, which made the largest spill disaster in the history of disasters? This is a mega disaster in the happening. Now, I got a question for you. We're going to get into the prediction mode and tell you who's doing the predicting. It certainly ain't the prophets of Yahweh. They don't know the hour or the day. But it seems like somebody that's in control of Earth has got your day all figured out. And they're going to tell you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Now, on the way to disaster, it is greed that paves the way. In other words, it's green with, right now, the Federal Reserve notes. Pretty soon it'll be the silver and gold. That's what they traded in for, ladies and gentlemen. And they are laying it up. Laying it up. They have bored into the earth. Something's coming. A geophysical event. Because they're spending trillions of dollars to pave the caverns where they're excavating at the cost of thousands and thousands and thousands of trillions of dollars, if we could say that. They've been working on this since 1940s. This just didn't happen overnight. And surprisingly, there was a generation of evil ones who predated these evil ones, and they were doing the same thing. There's nothing new under the sun. The earth is filled with tunnels where the evil have tried to hide their face from him who sits on the throne, who's angry, and is coming back to destroy them that would destroy the earth. Now, does a company that both builds oil rigs and cleans up oil spills, would they have any motivation to prevent oil rig disasters? Now, that's a question that a lot of people, including myself, are asking themselves after Halliburton's purchase of an oil clean-up company 10 days. Now, get this, 10 days before the deepwater explosion that killed 11 workers and launched the worst oil spill in the history of the earth that we know about. Now, do you see a conspiracy in action of a company that was once headed up by Tricky Dick Cheney? Halliburton, which built the cement casting for the Deepwater Horizon drill, announced its purchase of a Houston, Texas-based oilfield services company, Boots and Coots, for $240 million on April the 9th, just 11 days before the Deepwater Horizon explosion. And remember, Halliburton was working on the well. Sound like a conspiracy in the making? Oh, How about the World Trade Tower centers, the two, what we call the 11, the two towers, the twin towers? Just so happened that it changed hands, and a large insurance was taken out on it just a few weeks before they went down. Somebody, ladies and gentlemen, has got information that you don't have. Somebody is using these events to make more money. Now, let me give you an example here in the stock market. Goldman Sachs, believe it or not, in March, now remember, this is April the 20th, that the explosion happened on the offshore well. Goldman Sachs just happened by accident, of course. And as the old saying goes, even Ron Emanuel, which I'm going to talk about him just in a minute, these are the New World Order elite. These are the figureheads. The hidden behind the scene are the elite. These are the barons of big money, big oil, or whatever. They own it. One man owns 50% of the world's wealth. That's the reason you don't have any. And the other 3% of the people in the world, including him, who owns 50%, then the rest of the 3% that I'm going to mention, they own 97% of the rest of it. So that leaves 3% of real wealth in your bank account, if you have one, be it $10, $20, or $100. It's not going to be much. Goldman Sachs sold their stock about what Halliburton paid for this company, over around $300 million. And Goldman Sachs sold what stock that they had in BP. Seemed like a lot of the financial giants were jumping ship. Did they have any inside him? Oh, no, Pastor Benny. Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, the sheep have been rocked to sleep. We've been given some kind of a sedative, and we're out in la-la dream world imagining that this is a nation or a world or a universe that is run by the will of the people. You know, Mr. Stalin was so smart that he knew that capitalism, democracy, was not the answer. He knew that capitalism was going down. Mr. Khrushchev spoke it in the 80s that America was going down, capitalism. He said, we'll march down the streets of Washington, never fire a shot. Well, just probably the last three presidents have, you know, they've, and this one that we got in now is really going to put the guillotine to your head. I mean, when he marched down Washington Avenue or 1300 Pennsylvania Avenue, he knew that democracy was dead, that free capitalism, corporation, making an honest living, it had to be inside traders that would make the major profit, along with ripping off the baby boomers who had saved and worked and built this nation since the 40s to be what it is today. After 2009, we're in 2010, and now we're faced with a major, catastrophic disaster, and the president's playing golf. The company that caused it, the chief executive officer, is out racing his yacht. Are they concerned? Was there inside information? Who gave it to them? Could it be that there is a people that knowed that this was going to happen, and as a result of making a little money along the way. Why not? That's what happened. That's what happened when... Well, Brother Randy's telling me I'm breaking up here. I don't know why. Let me see here. Let me back off here just a little bit. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that we have become a nation of patsies? We've laid down at the doorstep of the devil and just let him walk all over us. And we have become, to them, so acceptable to what they're doing that they amaze us at our ignorance. Dumb sheep led to the slaughter. It could happen, ladies and gentlemen, that we could be in martial law within a month. I'm not predicting that we're going to be. I said it's possible. Remember, out of chaos comes order. Not your order, but their orders. They march under chaos or chaotic conditions. And when you're scared, you see, when sheep get scared, they huddle up. They run to the slaughter. They jump right in the frying pan. Or out of the frying pan and get in the fire. We're by nature. The brokerage firm that faced the most scrutiny from regulators in the past year over the shorting of mortgage-related securities seems to have had good timing when it came to something else like the stock of British oil giant BP. And according to regulatory filings, it is found that Goldman Sachs sold 4,680,822 shares of BP in the first quarter of 2010. That's in March. Sales were the largest of any firm during that time. Goldman would have pocketed slightly more than $266 million of their holdings that were sold on the average price of BP stock during the quarter. If Goldman had sold these shares today, their investment would have lost 36% of its value, or somewhere around $100 million. Now, that's cause to get on the bandwagon fast and sell while selling's good. Somebody had some information here. You can't tell me that they didn't. Who gave them this information? Is there an elite behind the scenes that is doing these things? What about the Trilateral Commission? Peter Sutherland is chairman of BP. Now, current, that was in 97, but currently he is chairman of Goldman Sachs International. He was appointed chairman of the London School of Economics in 2008. He is currently UN Special Representative for Migration and Development. Before these appointments, he was the founding director general of the World Trade Organization. Peter Sutherland. These are all Edomite Canaanites that I'm mentioning here. These are the elite. These are the royal serpent blood. They call themselves out of the royal house of the King Dynasty of London or England or Ish, the Brit-ish. Other assessment management firms sold huge stocks of BP stock in the first quarter. I wonder why. Their sales were only a fraction of Goldman's, but Wells Fargo, for instance, sold 2,666,419 shares. The UBS, the Swiss bank, sold 2,125,000 and 566 shares. Wonder why. Those that reported buying BP stock included Wellington Management, a large asset firm, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. BP is struggling to cap a massive oil leak at one of its drill sites in the Gulf of Mexico. The firm myriad safety violations over the years have come to light in lieu of the Gulf disaster, which totals over 750 citations for the failure to maintain a policy of regulatory regulation. It's unknown why that these firms sold their holdings, but it's a good guess that they might have had some inside information. Now listen to this. We're going to talk about the elite, and I'm going to get into the world events of the future. And listen, it's they don't glue themselves to a timetable. They just lay out an agenda, and slowly, like an erosion, or like a moving, grinding glacier, they move so slowly that you would never imagine that they're behind anything. They know how to do it. Now, this is something that may just blow the roof out of your understanding. People that are getting sick, and there's more and more, and I'm going to give you, if I get time here, I'd like to give you the increase of people in the Gulf region that's reporting through hospital activities and your local doctor's offices. They're compiling, and they see a large increase of asthma, asthma-related breathing, headaches, nausea, and things of this nature. Eugene Island is a submerged geological feature like the underwater mountain 80 miles off the coast of Louisiana. The landscape is littered with deep fissures and faults which gauge large amounts of oil and gas. A platform named Eugene Island 330 was producing 15,000 barrels of oil in the early 70s. By the late 80s, the flow had reduced to 4,000 barrels a day. Then suddenly, a mysterious thing happened. Listen to me now. Production at Eugene Island 330 suddenly jumped back to 13,000 barrels a day, and the reserve was refilled just like that it had been estimated at the current flow of reserves that then jumped to 60 million barrels to 400 million barrels in a few days' time. Something very strange is happening in the Gulf of Mexico. Wonder what it is. All of a sudden we got more oil and we know what to do with. I mean, they say at the rate of 60,000 plus barrels a day coming out of the rupture of the BP well disaster could go on for 7 years at the rate of its pumping, and then something like the Eugene Island, which is a submerged geological feature like the underwater mountains 80 miles off the coast of Louisiana, it replenishes itself. Now, what happened at Eugene Island supports the growing theory that oil is renewable from Earth deep processes. In other words, at a certain level, if there's a fissure feeding from a deeper reservoir, it's almost inextinguishable. Scientists noticed that oils and chemical composition did not change as fossil records had changed, and many scientists now believe oil, and this has always been my contention, ladies and gentlemen, is not caused or created by decomposing remains of life like the dinosaurs. Can you believe that they use that? That these experts believed that our oil reserves was a matter of decomposing vegetation, logs, trees, roots, dead animals. But now they are thinking otherwise. That they are now accepting that with these strange happenings at these levels. Now remember that the well that they're drilling, that blowed, is almost 5,000 plus at the point of its depth where it goes into the ground, and then 40,000 feet on down. Unheard of. One of the largest wells in the ocean. Now, the Russia has drilled wells that go down farther than that on land, but this is the deepest any well at the ocean level that it is, a mile before they hit ocean floor, and then 40,000 feet. They have opened up and talk about new discoveries of deep oil. Something very dangerous lurks in the deep water of the Horizon well. Keep in mind that the reserve deep water was drilling happens to be the deepest offshore reserve to date. Also keep in mind how we have learned oil is sourced from deep below the Earth's crust and the farther down that mankind has been able to study and to observe that there must be a liquid, if you will, a floating magma under the earth of inexhaustible. It's been recorded that the United States found in the Falkland up in the Midwestern states that I reported a couple of nights ago, that there's enough oil there to use that the United States at its current pace would last for 2,000 years. We have more reserves in the United States than they have in the rest of the world combined. What's going on here? Who's lying to us? Is it big oil? Or is it somebody behind big oil that operates or pulls the chain of big oil? Now, who owns BP? Well, we could start with the Rothschild, the Queen, who is the richest woman on the earth. Oh, my. Are they willing to take their licks and pull it out, like the rabbit, the proverbial rabbit out of the hat, and gain it back in more ways than one? And in the meantime, create a situation where that there could be a large displacement of people from the area that they could let her move in, they could refill or retrain someone to come back in. If you leave, and you may be forced to leave the Gulf States, Florida is very susceptible, although it's the farthest going east away from where the well is pumping in the Gulf. Now it's reported that the Texas shorelines are now beginning to be soiled with the tar balls. There is reportedly large plumes of oil drifting at 3,000 feet below. Now, we're talking about a major eruption here, ladies and gentlemen, and probably the half hasn't been told. Why is the president playing golf today instead of pushing a panic button? Does he care for the mammals? Does he care for the people of the coast of Louisiana and Louisiana and Texas and Mississippi and Florida, North Carolina, Virginia, New Jersey, right on up, Maine, New Hampshire? I don't know. But somebody is not acting responsibly, and the companies that are profiting from this disaster are the same ones that profited from the 9-1-1 disaster and the sheep sleep on. They're not aware. They're unconcerned. I believe our government will take care of it. I trust them. They've got a plan. Yeah, play golf. While Rome burned, Nero played his fiddle. It took over 400 to 500 years to build it to the empire it was, and yet it burned and was destroyed overnight. America, we're 250 plus counting in developing the most powerful, unique republic in the world, or the history of governments, and we are almost at the verge of collapse, totally, unrepairably. The whole coast can become unlivable. You might have to go inland and live in a FEMA camp where FEMA greeting parties will meet you with daisies and a cup of Kool-Aid, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not demanding that our president come off the golf course and solve this problem. Whether it was created artificially, whether nature created it, or whether the creator created it, or whether the devil created it, somebody has to take responsibility. Nobody's stepping to the plate. I mean, the BP people are so confused, they don't even know who's in charge. The people who's trying to collect from them can't even get a telephone call to who to collect from, let alone collect. Now, $20 million satisfied the U.S. government. After Obama got bad, he relaxed and went golfing. Did you know that Mr. Obama stands to gain over $350 million out of the episode here? And could go more. Mr. Obama himself, he could profit. A lot of people could profit from this venture that we got going in the Gulf. So would it pay? Now, the more methane that is present reflects the amounts of uranium and thorium in the oil reserves, and these deeper oil deposits has radiological decay that is produced helium, and the Eugene Island 330 rig was replenished, showing deep oil is resupplying the more shallow oil reserves in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Louisiana, and the energy coming from the uranium and the thorium is decay is thought to be the most significant energy source inside the earth, and it's deadly radioactive in concentrated forms. Now, along with the dispersant, is this a deadly combination designed by some of the smartest people in the world, and they don't even know how to plug a hole? Did you know that BP's relief well that they're drilling is 6 weeks away from knowing whether they're going to have success or not? Well, let's say that we wait 6 weeks and the government plays golf or mama peg, whatever they do, because they certainly are not attending to this. Where's FEMA at? Are they down there taking samples? We don't have any reason to samples. Have you ever seen a government index? Is the meteorologist showing you anything harmful down there? And yet we are told that the air samples are now 3,000 parts per billion, and that's above, way above, the OSHA considered legal limits to your breathing. Are we designing something here on the Geiger counter results on the Gulf of the Mystery Island as it started there, and that we are having the same effect now with the energy coming from this well? It could well tap into the radioactive oil that lies, and I talked to you about it last night, on the program that it's a new kind of oil. It's not your sweet crude that they normally get at lesser levels. We're way down into the earth. Way down where these deposits could be radioactive. The oil from the deep water well is oil elevated levels of radioactivity from uranium and thorium that hasn't had the time to decay. In other words, the emission levels of the radiation has not dissipated at those levels. We have tapped into a major. Did they know this? Of course they did. They knew it with the energy coming from the well that dripped running up the coast in Eugene, Island. They knew that. They took samples and they knew it contained some radiation and levels unacceptable. You know how much radiation it takes to give you radiation poison? Not very much. That's why, if it's allowed to go any longer than what is necessary to neutralize all these elements, like the dispersant, the corexic, and the natural radiation is coming now from the bottom of the well. The more it comes, the more radiation, by the way. And all these are combined in, well, I'll get this now. And this is amazing to me. Why that they're starting fires in the Gulf, 60 to 80 miles out in the Gulf, they're starting major tar oil deposit fires, burning off this residue and creating something that's going to get up eventually into the jet stream, and it's coming north. More asthma, more of everything, if you ask me. And this could get very dangerous, but it is at plan. Is there a element in the earth so evil that they want 2/3 of the world population to die? And is there something like a geophysical possibility, an event that they know is coming? It's just like they're throwing caution to the wind. And yet they've been working on this problem for at least 40 or 50 years of trying to bore down into the earth to hide from the impending danger that nobody says exists. And yet they keep, maybe it's for national security. Maybe it's to secure their place in the world, and they don't care about you surface dwellers. Now, I've talked about the inner earth. There's a lot of mysteries that we don't understand. We know that there's caves and tunnels that were there in ancient times that they have hooked into. Are they just carrying on a family tradition of these reptilian-minded snakes who do not care one thing about you, sheep, and are not going to, they're not going to lift one string of your wool other than to weave it into a nice little jacket for their own warmth and benefit? If two wolves are deciding what to have for lunch with a lamb, guess who's going to be on the table? Ladies and gentlemen, they're eating our lunch. Are we going to wake up? Are we going to come back? Are we going to let the power grab of how Obama's green policies is stealing our freedom and bankrupting America right now, and he's playing golf? It's working just like somebody playing it for him. I told him to take a day off. He'd had a hard week. Yeah, he had sat with the BP reps and chew them out. Give me some money. Put up $20 billion. Do you know what the state of Florida is set to lose? We're talking over $280 billion initially from loss of employment, damage to its shores. Now, this is potential. $200 to $300 billion just for starters. And then the ecosystem, in if it gets on down into the marsh of Florida and the swamps, it could be devastating, and Florida could never recover. And they put $5 billion. I think that what they're going to do, they're going to deposit $3 billion to start with, and then in a period of time, they're going to put $2 billion, which makes $5 billion, and eventually that's going to be $20 billion of build up just for insurance against all of the workers, the fishermen. Do you know how much the fishing industry, crab, oysters, and things that they're mining from the ocean, which is the Gulf waters are pristine, or was up until now, and now that over half of the Gulf is polluted with contaminant, dispersant, and oils, and some of it radioactive, coming up into the Gulf region, and you're sitting down there buying into the deal where they say, come on down to the beautiful. Even the Alabama governor went down, and he's taking a vacation to show people that the waters are safe and nice and clean, and there's no problem. They may not be right now. But ladies and gentlemen, while they play golf and vacation and ride around in their yachts, the oil is still coming at 2.5 million gallons a day plus, and the pressure is not decreasing, it is only increasing. And then the fissures that they knew about back in March when Goldman Sachs dumped their stock, when Halliburton warned about the cement that blowed, it was the cement that Halliburton fixed. Did they have anything to gain? I'm not saying that Halliburton would sabotage their work and weaken it down so this could happen, but somebody's getting stuck with a bill. It's not going to be the oil companies. If you think that Halliburton is going to pay up, or if you think that BP is going to pay up or going to take responsibility, you're wrong. You notice the chairman of BP? That's why he wouldn't say anything. This can go on 50 to 75 to 100 years, if time would permit, before anything is settled, before you get one dime. So don't go hobbling around with a bad back or a coughing chest and expect that you're going to get paid for it. Oh, yeah, they'll hand out a little gimme here and a little gimme there to keep the restless Indians from being restless and keep you hoping that you're going to get it until you die slaved, or until you have no place to live, and until your property is condemned and you're moved out. Clean energy. Does that sound familiar? Did you know that Mr. Obama was against coal? That he was for green energy? Is this the first phase of phasing out that which we could have been doing without for the last 40 years. We've had the technology to live without fossil fuels. We had other means of cleaner energy, including wind and solar. We've put no money whatsoever. But when Wall Street gets a fissure and they're about to blow their cool by spending your money and mishandling it, they say they lost it on Wall Street. It just so happens to be the people that live on Wall Street found your savings in their saving account, and yet it was accounted up front as losses. The stock depletion or the regulations at or the failure to go up where you were having your 401ks and your advanced stocks where they minded the store. You were working your little tootsie off. And when you got ready to retire, about when you got ready to retire, so happened to be that we had a financial meltdown, and then we had to bail out Wall Street to the tune. Now, this is including Goldman Sachs and all the rest of these crooks that knew about beforehand that we're going to have a disaster in the Gulf. It's obvious. Just like the 911 deal. When you get the truth behind 911, you quit waving your little flag and being so patriotic, because the enemy may be sitting in Washington, D.C. They may not be over riding or hiding in a cage somewhere with a walkie-talkie that probably can't transmit 200 feet. Obama is saying, well, I need to go golfing today. And his man in second of command said, yeah, that'd be a good thing to do. We've got $20 billion for these poor sheep. $20 billion. You know how much that would be to 40 million people on the Gulf? Divide 40 million into 20 billion, and you wouldn't have 15 bucks in your pocket if it was all equally distributed. You see how that they plan this, ladies and gentlemen? It's time to quit playing church. It's time to come out of the bell box altars. It's time to take back your country and to walk upright and to fear Yahweh and to keep His commandments. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming up on a time of trouble. Now, I've got to get off here. My time is coming on, and I didn't even have time to get into the Illuminati depth that I wanted to. Maybe I'll come back and pick it up. But you don't want to miss Monday's program. I'm going to teach you how to return a curse. Did you know that the earth is cursed? That's what you're seeing right here. You're seeing radioactivity. Man is plunging deep holes into the earth and pumping out its wealth and its treasures. This emerald gold and call it black tea. I don't think it was designed for fossil fuel to burn, but man has created a way to make it happen. We could actually burn water as opposed to burning oil, but that would be cheaper since the earth is covered with 3/4. And they've lied to you about the amount of oil that we've got. They said, oh, it's hard to find. And a brother in Mississippi, Brother Mark, who is sponsoring tonight's program, he told me that in the Mississippi Delta, down heading on down towards Louisiana, the coast, into that area, that the little, what we call the little homegrown wells. Out on the farms, you'll see a well down there. As you drive down the countryside, you'll see a well here and there pumping. And they'll usually pump like maybe 14,000 gallon a month or something like that. Very, very small. But even they have noticed a depletion in the pressure of their own wells since this gaping hole, this fissure, has opened up in the Gulf. It could be draining the whole basin into this large reservoir, and when all that is pumped out, we've already been told of what the consequences are when the ocean water goes to this depth to fill this cavern. It's got to happen. And then there could be some dire consequences with the radiation. A giant methane bubble could form, and then there could be an explosion, and the whole Gulf disintegrate. That's possible. You could blow the whole region. And with that possibility, there is a possibility that you could be removed for your own safety. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh bless you here tonight. and Yahweh keep you. That's my prayer. Because did you know that Yahweh loves you?
But Yahweh himself is not going to, he's basically not going to play with you anymore. He wants you to come out. He wants you to step up, and he wants you to overcome. Are you ready to ride? Are you ready to take up your torture stick? Are you ready to raise up a standard in this burning inferno desert that man has created for your existence? You're just a little grain of sand, like it's pumped up and blowed. White horse, and he's going to overcome with the saints that's coming with him. They're the mighty ones. They're the warriors. They are the strangers and pilgrims that is coming upon this land. We're going to take it back, ladies and gentlemen, and then the righteous will inherit the earth. The righteous will shine with healing in their wings, according to the Bible. We're going to be about our Father's business, and we're going to take back that which the cankerworm has destroyed and the caterpillar has eaten. Are you ready? Are you wanting to ride with him? Are you coming to the point that you're tired of being just a floor mat for the devil? Just to clean his feet or to polish his boots. They've had their boots in our neck, and the sheep has been on their menu far too long. Let's rise up, and let's take it back. Let's overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Brother Mark has sponsored me tonight, and I want you to write me. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, that's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. My phone number tonight, if you should care to call me, area code 423-626-2172. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to get out of here. I'll see you Monday night. Yahweh bless you.